KX-KO4PXB. How's it going, Patrick?
I'm doing good this afternoon, Lloyd. How about yourself?
Doing good.
On 85, are you off that parking lot already?
Oh, no. Are you telling me it's a parking lot? Because I'm just now getting off work, so I have not made it that far yet.
No, I'm not telling you that. I just naturally assume it is.
All right, I appreciate it. How was your day today?
Hey, personally, but business has been off a little bit. How about you?
It was definitely good. I got a server that will allow it to push out the images of the computer automatically, so I definitely got that up and running. Yeah, I guess with your business, it's definitely has the, slow moments.
And this is typically one of them, early spring, everybody's on spring break and vacations and that kind of thing, so it's typical. Nothing to, I haven't expected or alarmed about.
Yep, that's definitely a very important thing to sales. Know your ups and lows and peak months, and so you just kind of spread out the your according to that.
Did you get a decision on radio yet? Antenna set up?
I definitely know it's going to be either the Yeezy radio 991A and then or the ICOM 7300, so it's going to be definitely one of those. And then I looked yesterday on the area that I was going to try to put an antenna up. That way it'll allow me to pretty much talk on HF.
Okay, I was just curious if you'd figured out your setup yet and which way you decided to go.
No, like I said, the I looked a little bit today. They mentioned when I heard y'all talking about the NPV might work out pretty well, so I was going to look do a little bit more research on that. So I don't want to research the test, then you get more confused.
Really easy to get overwhelmed in some of that sometimes with this hobby.
Yeah, because I measured the height of the tree yesterday, so it's probably about 20-something feet tall, and the base that I'll have to run the line was about 44 feet. So I know they mentioned that it won't get into the higher HF bands, but it'll still allow it to definitely work well.
HF bands get pretty high. And Lloyd, I got a phone call, so let me catch it right quick, okay? KO4HK. I'll be clear for now. 73.
AB4CBA mobile.
4PXB.
4PXB, KB4CBA. How are you doing, Lloyd?
Doing good. Like right now, we just kind of got a stalemate out of one-way bridge. So that way we're in there.
Where is that?
As you're coming off of California Avenue, crossing over Highway, right there off of Howard Street, due to the fact that they've got the bridge torn down over 85, so you have to take the back roads. So it's just past that oil company right there on the left. It's one of the old bridges. It's definitely a one-way bridge and one-lane bridge, and you really got to watch it when it rains because it has been known to flood before.
Bad, a bridge that floods. I don't know that I've ever seen one of those. It must be kind of low lying. But anyway, well, good luck there. I'm headed down Wade Hampton. The traffic really isn't that bad right where I'm at right now. I'm going both directions, but I'm sure it would get worse.
hopefully it doesn't get worse until you get off of it. Yeah, that bridge has a very low dip in it, so when massive rain, of course, it's just all going to go flooding in, into that bridge area.
Hey, kind of a low-lying bridge on, I think it's 183, right at the county line, I believe. And anyway, and it goes over the Saluda. Well, let's see, it's like the Saluda. Well, it might be the Saluda River, but anyway, it goes over a river, and it is really low to begin with. But you can ride a jet ski under it, and some people have been doing that, and they it had been raining, so the water level was up, and they didn't realize it. And when they got to the bridge, they were on their jet skis, and one of the guys ran into the bridge with his jet ski. Because he didn't know the water level was up.
Yep, doing that will definitely give you a headache.
Happened several years back, but I just remember it. Oh, me. Well, did you have a good day?
Yes, sir, I did. I got the deployment server that I've been working on. I got it up and running and working. So, yeah, definitely a very good day.
I have two. I got this morning, played some tennis at 10:30, and we finished at noon, and it was really nice out there. Now it's, I've got 79 degrees here on my vehicle, so it's right around 80 degrees, and but I'm looking forward to playing some more tennis at 6 o'clock, so I'm headed on out there, trying to, beat some of the traffic.
Yeah, I've got chaos central at my house. My daughter from Raleigh, North Carolina, the Fort Bragg came up with her other children, so since late Sunday, my house has been chaos central because the other ones are 13-year-olds, and then she's got probably a year old, and then my 3-year-old daughter, so it's definitely chaos central.
Well, I was looking if we got something going on down, I don't know what, a couple of cars. Yeah, it's funny how folks drive this. Edwards Road here has a middle lane for turning, and these people were stopped in the driving lane to turn and holding, blocking traffic because they wanted to turn left. And there's a center lane for that exact purpose, and they missed it.
Yeah, it's definitely strange. People's driving habits sometimes.
I lost you back there. I lost the repeater actually back there when I get by the entrance of Botany Woods. There's about a half a mile or so where the repeater just drops out.
You must have went by the solar panels again.
It's a low point in the road, on Edwards Road, but it's right there at the entrance of Botany Woods, and anything about this section, the only reason I know about it is because I grew up in Wellington Green, and we used to, drive through there almost every day, not every day, but frequently, and then going to church on Sunday and that kind of thing. So, it was just a common thing because the entrance to Wellington Greens is right up the street, but right at the top of the hill. But for some reason, reason with this antenna, I just totally lose the repeater there, and I'm not real happy about that, but that's about all I can do, because I haven't found an antenna that works any better on this vehicle.
I remember when you were at your other car with the antenna on it, sometimes you'd go through certain areas that it would get scratchy and you would lose reception sometimes.
I don't, and I may just be forgetting, but I don't remember ever totally losing the repeater, but I remember it getting scratchy. This antenna costs a lot of money. I'm really not happy with it, but it's working, you know, to some degree. So I guess I just have to learn to live with it.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to do that. But it will definitely cost you a lot of money to play around. And definitely with getting different antennas, that the ones you get may not work any better than the one you got, you know, tried out.
Antenna, costs almost to the penny twice what I paid for the diamond dual band that I had, and it worked fantastic. And the mount, and I think the mounts are about the same. This one has a different mount. I make sure I got the repeater. The mount's different on this one. You can change the vertical aspect of it, and you can change it horizontally too, so it has two different adjustments on it, and it's real, real versatile. So I can get the antenna totally, perfectly vertical with this mount, but that's about the only good thing about it. It's on the back of the hatch of my of the 4Runner. I tried it on the hood, and it just works better on the hatch, so I'm just going to leave it back there. It's up a little bit higher.
I'm going to be very brave and try to build me a 2-meter 440 antenna and see how that goes.
For the house or mobile?
From what I saw, I'm probably going to put the, like, a landing leg on it, so that way when I want to go mobile with it, I can. Because I saw some where you can clamp it to the a certain area, like I said, but this way I want to be able to fold it up if I want to and travel with it.
The one I had on here was the one I had on the Mustang, and it was spring loaded inside the antenna mount itself, and you could lift it up and bend it over, lean it over, I had to do that to get my 4Runner in the garage. I had it mounted on the hood, which is the lowest point on this vehicle that I could mount it, and so anyway. But it didn't work as good as the one that I've got now.
My wife has made mention that she's tired of that cable antenna hanging on the blinds in the sunroom. So I'm not sunroom, but in the main living room. So I'm going to figure out something that looks a little bit neater.
I guess if I had one on the blinds, in the living room, I think my wife would probably say something about that too. So thank goodness I have had my own room for the radio. I mean, it doubles as a bedroom too, but I have a large, very large, what do you call those things, roll top desk, and everything a big one. I had to actually take it apart to get it inside the room.
Yeah, I've only got three rooms downstairs. One bedroom, a sunroom, which right now that's where my three-year-old daughter sleeps, and then the living room. But the cable antenna's on the opposite side of the blind, so you don't see it. She just sees it every time when she pulls into, you know, pulls in front of the house. And she goes, you know the neighbors see that. But they haven't said anything yet.
HOA, so they would probably, they'd probably have something to say about it. And so all my stuff's on the back of the house, thank goodness. I don't have to mess with that. And I have a Carolina Wyndham up in the trees, and you can't even see it.
Yeah, knocking on wood, the HOA has not sent me a letter about that. And I think we talked about me looking at doing the window, but I don't think I've got enough height of the trees to be able to put that up, do I?
No, you don't need a tremendous amount of height. I think mine was at about maybe 25, 30 feet, something like that, at one time. And then now it's up a little bit higher, but I'll be honest with you, it really doesn't seem to work any better at the height it's at now. So, you know, I wanted to get it as high as I could, so, that's what I was trying to accomplish, but, anyway, it does a good job, though.
What bands have you talked on?
This one will do 10 through 80.
That's definitely a good range. So you've got a separate 2-meter antenna for it?
I've got a what is that thing called? A J pole that I attached to one of the vents. All my vents are plastic, and so I got a J pole up there, and it's on the back side of the house.
Yeah, it definitely is doing well on reception and transmitting.
Decent job. And now I've got a new ICOM 2300 that I'm using to as my radio, and that's my 2-meter rig for the house, and it works really well.
I'm still using an Anytone HT with that cable antenna on the blind. So, no one said that I've, you know, was having issues, you know, getting in. And
AB4 CBA. Hadn't heard the repeater lately, but anyway. I don't know. I guess we've talked. I guess I've talked to you on 2 meters from at the house. I can't remember, but I believe we have. And but anyway, I did a little zigzag around to get to the sports club, and this guy, they were running some kind of cable, and I had to sit there and wait on them. I couldn't turn left where I wanted to turn, and so I just sat there. I don't start playing until 6 o'clock, so it's not like I'm in a big hurry. I just pulled into the parking lot.
Do Yeah, I heard the repeater beep probably about 5 minutes ago. It's KO4PXB.
Missed it. Or I might have been talking while it was right then. Who knows? Well, looks like some other people had the same idea I did about coming to the sports club and working out, because there is a parking lot full.
Yeah, when I get home, I'm going to definitely take the clan out for a walk, and we'll definitely walk and get some of their energy out. I know they were out playing on the playground swing sets a good bit, so that's definitely a good thing for them to do, to be outside and not watching TV and playing on their tablets and stuff.
I had those things when I was growing up, so I was, we had to make our own fun, and we didn't have a lot of money anyway, so I doubt that we would have had anything like that if it was available, but anyway, who knows. We just used our imagination. In fact, I had, for several years, I didn't even have like a fake rifle or anything like that, BB gun or anything. And we would play Army, so the guy across the street that I played with, him and his brother, they let me use a stock, but it didn't have a barrel on it, and it had a strap on it, so that was my gun. And it was made out of wood. And then my dad, a few Christmases later, he bought me this big, long thing, like a machine gun looking thing, and it made noise. And then there was a pistol that popped out of the bottom of it. It was really cool for, for early 60s toys. And I played with that thing for I don't know how long.
But you can't beat it running through the woods with a stick that's the pretend rifle or weapon like that. Just makes it almost that more of the fun.
Had a lot of woods to play in. We had woods on the side of the house, woods behind us, and we stayed in the woods, and we used my friends across the street had a what kind of tree was that? Anyway, it had the Blooms magnolia tree, and it had these big things that would come off of them, and it would have a little stem on it, and it looked about the size of a hand grenade. So we would break the stem off of it and throw it, and that was our hand grenade. So we'd just get up a bunch of those and put them in a bag or something, and when we were out playing Army, those were our hand grenades.
That definitely sounds fun, because me and my brother and the whole neighborhood, pretty much, we built mini go-karts and like the little wooden go-karts and stuff like that, and had fun and used skateboards and stuff like that, because it was pretty much the way our neighborhood went. The swarm went around to every house, and then the parents would call and let them know that the swarm is on the way, so that way they could have food and drink out.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you. Well, those were the days. Anyway. All right, well, I'm going to jump out of here and go in and do some warm-up exercises for my game, and so this whole body won't have too much to endure when I get out onto the court. But anyway, it's good to talk to you, and Lloyd, and you have a good safe trip the rest of the way home, and have a good evening there with the family, and it's good to talk with you. Alpha 73, so I'll stick around for your final KB4CBA.
All right, sir, please be careful with your game and stuff like that, and I'll definitely talk with you another time. It's KO4PXB.